محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم دمان محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم the messenger محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم the prophet محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم the mercy to mankind محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم O Muhammad, we did not send you except as a mercy to mankind. حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي إلا الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي إلا الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي إلا الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد My dear brother and sister in Islam السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Today we are in the session number 5 from the intro to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet and Messenger of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live according to His Sunnah and die according to His Sunnah, resurrected with Him, insha'Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the light and wisdom of the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, I'm going to share with you, this will be the final chapter of the introduction of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And again, my main aim, how to share with you the essence, the meaning, and the message of this blessing journey of the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mankind. The mercy and guidance and light and wisdom, the happiness for infinity in this life and hereafter. Today, we're going to talk about the major preparation by the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of it different people explain it in different books in different places. I won't share it with you. And we gain the wisdom from it. First, when we look to the all four session, we can come to a conclusion. The Arabic Peninsula, mankind, during this time, was in Jahiliyyah, ignorance, mischief, Zulm, aggression and oppression, slavery to mankind, to his own mankind, injustice, bad manner, tribe against tribes, chaos, human being minus constitution. Minus guidance. And what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sunnah is always the light after dark, guidance after stray, justice after injustice. By this way, the light of hope, the light of the future, the light of the power, and the ordained power of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, whatever how much me and you, male or female, marry or not marry, husband or wife, children or adult, in anywhere, if we going through hardship from environment, from husband, from wife, from children, from parents, from society, from government, from anything, we have to learn the future is easy and is very ordained. It will be in the promise of Allah. He promised to open the channel toward Him, to open for us the ease after difficulty. This is the promise. Let me share with you some of this glimpse of the beginning of the Ilahi preparation, how Allah prepared the environment and let us know about it. One of the things is, number one, Arabic Peninsula, like anybody know by now, tribes, groups, region, each one has its own dialect, its own accent. Even it is Arabic, but completely different. Look to the wisdom of Allah. Arabic people, even before Islam, they used to come to the Kaaba and they believe the Kaaba is the house of Allah, the Creator, the Almighty. After that, they develop the association with Allah. We talk about it in the past, with a statue or sihr, black magic, or arrafin, to go and have people to tell you about the future. All this association with Allah used to be also in a time of the season of Hajj, which Arabic people used to have the habit of it, even before Islam. They used to come and do Hajj and make tawaf surrounding the Kaaba, but this time they used to have almost 360 statues. And every tribes, every group have their own God, or corresponding to God. And if you ask him, who created the heaven and earth? They said, Allah, the Almighty, the Creator. What about this God? This God to help us, to support us, to reach the main God. Now, look at the wisdom of Allah, of the preparation, and the beginning of light, which should almost take place between 100 years and start getting more powerful before the Prophet ﷺ come. Arabic people, when they used to do Hajj, they used to share with us, with each other, different merchandise, different business, they coming, whatever they do, but most of all, they love poem and poetry. And wonder what happened. Over the years, they used to come in the time of Hajj in market called Souq Aqaz, and they used to also like champion each other. Who is the most eloquent, you know, man or a person who can say poem? And the most important one is the one people become, you know, happy with his wording, and his wording become famous, like a song. And years after years, all the Arabic Peninsula find out the people of Mecca, and especially Quraysh tribe and Quraysh people, is number one in poem. And when this happened, everybody start teaching their own children and the good people from their country about Quraysh language. By this way, all Arabic Peninsula can study and know very well the Arabic language of Quraysh. Meaning now, even with all this division, all of them agree about one thing. The language of Quraysh is the norm for them, or the top. Everybody know it. And this we can see how Allah, when He ordained something, He prepared. It can be anybody else. But Allah, with His own Qadr, ordained. He make certain people from Quraysh tribe always exceed and become the most famous one. And then become the most popular one. The one everybody imitate. This is one. Also, we can find out one of the sunnah of Allah. Before any messenger and prophet come, He make sure the last prophet or messenger talk about him. By this way, Allah prepare and give us a glimpse and a messages to continue the sequence. And this again, one of the custom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accept the supplicate of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the father of all messenger and prophet, and the seed of his son Ismail. And He accept his prayer when He say, O Allah, O my Lord, make us Muslimin, and Muslimin meaning make us pure, submit, and believer in the oneness of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To you, to only you, and among our progeny, except the message, except one of them to carry the message, except to send from them and among them the one who carries the message, the one who teach them the knowledge and wisdom of you, Ya Allah. I'm just giving you again a glimpse of understanding. This is belong to a part of the essence of the dua of Ibrahim. You will find it in chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 128-129. And this, you will find it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did not leave a messenger, a prophet, without mention Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is nothing here to talk about detail. If you want to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Bible, the existing book of the Christian today, you can go to internet, you can go to Ahmad Didat session. He will give you detail about that under the session called Muhammad in the Bible, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But even then, people will argue that because different translation. But according to Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned it in Torah, He mentioned it in Injil. And please, I want you to remember, Injil is not the Bible. Injil is the main one Allah sent it. The Bible containing some of the Injil, but not all. The Bible containing some of God's word, some of Isa alayhi salam word, and a lot of others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us and He gave glimpse in Az-Zabur, in all the messenger and prophet before us, before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave glimpse and some verses. This, again, a preparation. By this way, when we look, we find out the real people who used to follow Judaism or Christianity before Islam, they know for a fact is the last prophet is coming. And some of them start immigrating to Medina to Yathrib, this is the name of it at this time, with the intention, this is where the Prophet is coming. And they know he will be coming in Mecca, he will immigrate to Medina. All this knowledge, they already know it, they talk about it, they share it to each other, and they came, and some of them settled down. By this way, some Christian, some Jews came to Medina, and settled down with the intention waiting for the Prophet is coming. And all the biggest scholar, they said, he's coming very soon. One of the main scholar of the Jews at this time, his name is Tayhan al-Yahudi, he used to tell them, what do you think? Who get me out of the Syrian area? I did not leave for hunger or thirst or a place, but I came because I'm waiting for the last prophet who come. And one of the elder scholar of Christianity in Amuriya, he tells Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu, he came later become a Muslim, he tell him, if you want to know the truth, go to so and so. He has the truth. And when he went, and this person before he died, he said, not too many people follow the truth. If I die, go to so and so. You will find he has the truth. And he keep moving from one person to another until the last person tell him, no many people follow the truth anymore. But now I can tell you, move to the Arabic Peninsula, to this area. This where the last messenger will arrive. And also even some of the early people, they said, and one of them, he was like the one who we call it, he can see the unseen. But astaghfirullah al-azim is nobody can say that. But this is one before Islam. They call them Kohan. Kohan, they can predict. They can tell you what hidden. And one of their famous one, his name Sawad ibn Qarib. And this man, he, before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even born, he heard in a dream, somebody tell him, get up. And he hit his leg. And he said, get up and listen to me. And don't lose it. Today, a messenger of this earth has been arrived. And he gave him a long poem explaining this day. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, he became a Muslim. And he gave him what he's talking about. And also during this time, people bear witness. They saw a lot of stars and shooting stars. And according to Islam, when we see shooting stars, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his angels, Allah, he has a sunnah. Shayateen, the devil and Satan, cannot go to a certain level in the sky. And when they try to do that, Allah sent shuhub, stars, to burn them. By this way, when we see that, we know that. And this, you will find it in Surah Al-Jinn, chapter of Jinn, verse 8 and 9. By this way, people start seeing things, hearing things. The scholar of the people of the book talk about it. And this all was a preparation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most of all, the famous story just before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam birth. What is that? The story of the king of Yemen. And actually this king, he was not a king. He was a soldier. He became a leader of an army with another one. His name is Ibraha, or Ibraha al-Ashrat, al-Ashram, meaning his nose was been cut. And he has another commander with him. His name is Ariat. He working for the king of Habasha during this time around Ethiopia area. And he has been sent to Yemen. And after they go, Ibraha wants to be the emir, the prince, and he wants the king to make him the king of Yemen. He make a trick, he make something. Anyway, the bottom line, he kill Ariat. The king was very upset. He tried to make him calm. He built a huge church with the intention to the people who come to Mecca, instead of making Hajj to the Kaaba, coming to this church and call it Al-Qais or Al-Qais. And he put all kind of treasure and all kind of gift to make sure people come, but nobody come. I read a small story about that. Is one time he joined all the thinker and knowledgeable people in his own people. And he said, how come nobody come? I promised them gift. I promised them luxury life if they come to visit and do Hajj in here instead of the Kaaba. Nobody can give him an really answer. One man He get up and he said, "Can you permit me to talk?" He said, "Go ahead." He said, "Because the people going to the Kaaba in Mecca, they believe this is the house of Allah, the Creator, the Almighty, and he's seeking the forgiveness and his mercy. And they believe he will answer their prayer, and he give them their wishes, and he accept their wishes and their supplicate." He said, "Every king has a palace, and the palace, it show up the status of the king. You tell me this place is nothing, is the only place in earth for the owner of this earth, which is, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the king of all the earth and the king of dominion." Again, nobody answer. The same man get up. He said, "O King Abraham, the Creator is Almighty. He won't give a message to mankind. Is this earth and what it contain, it doesn't deserve a really a palace." And to people to live simple and remember the oneness of Allah. Anyway, he get angry. And he said, "Okay." He built a huge army. And he prepared with a lot of elephant. And among them, a big, huge elephant called Mahmud. And he trained the army. By this way, he can really tear the building apart. And he started fighting. One tribe after another. Until he reached the suburb of Mecca. And he sent his people. And he said, "Get me the leader of this area." The leader of this area was the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdul Muttalib. And at this time, Abdul Muttalib, some of his own camels, was 200 approximately, was eating outside when he takes this camel as a hostage. He went, Abdul Muttalib with some of his sons. And once he entered, Abdul Muttalib, he was a very handsome, look very like a, really like a leader, with a lot of wisdom, a lot of charisma, a lot of strength, all in one. He liked him. He let him sit down and he tell him what he's coming for. Abdul Muttalib, he said, "I'm coming ask you my camels." Ibrahim at this time, he said, "When I saw you, I respect you. But when you talk, I have no respect for you. I'm coming to destroy the place of worship and destroy your whole country, and you'll ask me for your camel?" And Abdul Muttalib at this time, he said something so beautiful, very beautiful. He said, "The camel is mine, and I ask you for my camel. But this house belongs to the Creator. This is his business. And he's the Lord of the earth and this house. He will take care about it." By this way, his sentence exactly, "I'm coming to destroy all your country and the house of your faith, and you ask me for your coming." He said, My camel, I am the lord of my camel. I'm the owner of my camel. And this house has a lord. He will take care about it. It is you and him. And after that, the king, he liked the talk. And he took his word and he granted his camels. Abd al-Muttalib commanding his people to go in the mountain. Go, leave the whole area completely. And when the king Ibraha tried to attack the Kaaba, they find something amazing. Every time they commanded the elephant to go towards the Kaaba, the elephant refused, even the biggest one. They beat them up, they do everything, it doesn't work. And when they command them to go any another direction, they go. Look at the first sign also again. The animal, the one who doesn't know, did not dare to come around the Kaaba. And when he tried to come closer and destroy the Kaaba, we know the famous story which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us in the chapter of an elephant al-fil, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent bird. And this bird, every bird have three stones, one in the mouth and one in every foot. And according to all the historian and report, this stone almost like a nucleus stone. Every time it shoot with it a soldier or an animal, it destroy it, explode it. And the person, even the stone, it cut him apart and go through. And Ibraha get wounded so bad, they carry him, and he start him and his lost army return defeated toward Yemen. And before he reached his country, he was dead after severe torture during all this time. Now, what we learn in here? We learn the sign of Allah, the power of Allah. Allah did not send a huge army. Imagine, he prepared an army. Some people said 40,000, 70,000. Different report about the amount of army. Full equipped with a huge amount of elephant planned and trained to attack the Kaaba. And the elephant, after all this training, they refuse. We see the man who believe in Allah. And something in the very, here is very important. The people of Arabic Peninsula, with all the worships they do, with all the nonsense which we do, with all the association with Allah they do, they believe in Allah. They believe in Allah is the creator. They believe in Allah is the owner of the Kaaba. But only the statue and all this is just a way to get them closer to Allah. And we have to stop and think, how many of us do the same today? How many of us associate with Allah in the love and fear, in the accumulation, in the money status, in the material status, in the family status, in the nationality status? How many of us believe so and so can do? So and so can do. or so and so cannot do. How many of us, the iman, the faith, and yaqeen of Allah become so weak to the point we rely in many things except Allah? By this way, if you ask me today, us as a Muslim, we are in a state of severe shirk association with Allah. Young and old, learn it and not learn it. It's not only the knowledge, it's not only the bid'ah innovation other do. It's a deep belief deep inside, if so and so can do, or my status, my degree, or my money. Somebody said, don't say that. But when you look at our actions say that. Our tongue said, we are a believer. We 100% pure believer. But our action, wife and husband, kids and parents, young and old, poor and rich, it reminds me with the ignorance before Islam. But today, we have the same old diseases of Bani Israel. We have all the diseases of the Arabic people before Islam, plus the ritual. But we said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. We believe with our tongue. We pray 5 times. We go make Hajj. We do everything, all the ritual we do. But deep inside, the iman is not intact. The iman and yaqeen is fragile. It's like a small tiny line. It's almost like an insect, termites, eating a tree from inside. This is why, what I want to share with you today, the importance to start step by step. When you hear me, when you hear this journey, we try to figure out where are we, how much we believe, how much we follow, how much we really seek the knowledge to follow, how much we willing to follow, how much to be ready to give or sacrifice in a time when Allah asks. Because you will see very soon, when the message came, how the companion do of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how we doing. By this way, the main thing in here is the Arabic people before Islam, until just before the Rasulullah sallam born, is what Allah called them, a mushrikeen. They associate with Allah. Allah call them kafirin. They deny Allah. But if you ask him, who created heaven and earth? They said Allah. By this way, I want to question this, you know, for a few minutes. Is if Allah called them kuffar and mushrikeen. But today, if you go to some Muslim country, I believe in my degree will do it. I believe my money will do it. My house will do it. My bank account will do it. There's nothing wrong with degree. There's nothing wrong with apartment. There's nothing wrong with money. But what is wrong to believe is the one. Because if you believe this is the one, it generates the diseases. And this what make you have a barrier between you and developing your iman. By this way, instead of being giving and sacrificing and sharing, you're stuck in your own. And this generates disease also in the reality of faith. Because faith, take it from me, equal sacrifice, you will see very soon. Now, to finalize everything we said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from a blessing seed, the seed of Ismail alayhi salam, the seed of the father of Abu al-Anbiya, or all the messenger and prophet, Ibrahim alayhi salam, The one who sacrificed everything for Allah, and again, put 100 lines under sacrifice. When he sacrificed, Allah opened. When Hajar sacrificed, Allah opened. When Ismail sacrificed, Allah opened. And when he make dua, when he ask Allah, Allah accept. By this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a bushara and the accepting of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Also, we see the status, and we will see, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate him, and he did not leave any book or revelation before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without mentioning him and give glad tidings to those who meet him and believe in him in his time. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is very important, I saw it today. I see very simple people, very simple. Can be weak, a sinner, you name it, even people in jail, a criminal, and all of a sudden Allah gives them guidance. And what we stopping here to think about it, don't ever look down to nobody. You never know who's tomorrow Allah will give him guidance. Allah can choose whom he wants. By this way, this Arabic people in the Arabic Peninsula, with all the nonsense they do, with all the jahiliyyah and ignorance they have, Allah choose them. Allah choose them, and the historian said, why Allah choose them? With all this mischief they do, they have a certain quality Allah love. They say the truth. They love the truth. They have generosity. They love to do generosity to people. Generosity to the guest. They have strength in their word and their commitment. When they commit, they do. Even if it's wrong. And this is why we discover. These people with certain quality. Later on, if they become a Muslim, they become a very illuminate people. They will become like a star. Why? Because all this quality, when it built with humble and humility, with closeness to Allah and sincerity to Allah, it become very powerful. And Allah love it. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose whom he want, elevate whom he want. It doesn't matter who they are. Allah accept whom he want. And this by itself an elevation for those Allah accept them. My dear brother and sister in Islam, if you go to the grave land and you see people when dying, and you remember the day of judgment, you remember life after death, ask yourself, how I can get the honor of Allah in this life, when I die and after death? How I can leave a legacy of real life, not only a talk. May Allah forgive me, because I'm a talker too. What it mean? I have a big responsibility to live the message, the maximum I can. And otherwise, this message will have no any power. By this way, I share with you, I am with you in the same boat, but the only difference is I'm trying. And each one of us, the lucky one, to Allah choose him and use him to elevate his name and spread mercy to mankind. And this was my intention. My intention, for non-Muslim, maybe they gain something from me. It might open their heart and their eyes to the truth and guide them and show them the road of happiness in this life and hereafter. For the Muslim, I want you to wake up about the message, the beauty of the message, the beauty of carrying the message. This message is not for us only. This message is an amana, is a trust. Once you get it, you have to work for it. You have to sacrifice your life for it. Sacrifice your life for it. Wishing to do everything. Why? You want to go meet your Lord and tell him, I try. Based on your status, your degree, your money, your husband, your wife, your kids, everything has to be for Sabilillah, with the intention how to elevate the name of Allah. And the lucky one, Allah will choose and elevate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put blessing and light and wisdom to everything and I say and do. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow everyone to hear me, to be among those who be accepted by Allah, to be among the one who carries a message the maximum they can, to spread it whatever and whatever where they are according to their ability and capability. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the message is even Christian and Jews before Islam, their own scholar, the top scholar in Medina and in Syria area, in Palestine area, all this area, they know for a fact, according to their scripture, according to their books, is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming. And please, whoever anybody doubt my word, Muslim or non-Muslim, you can go to Sheikh Ahmad Didat, rahmatullahi alayh, may Allah give him mercy in the grave. He will explain it to you in detail. And you can type his name in internet, Ahmad Didat, D-E-E-D-A-T. And you can go to Muhammad in the Bible, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also we see how the sunnah of Allah, when Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believe in Allah, have complete conviction of Allah, look what Allah did. He didn't fight because he know is not wise. Is a very small tribe compared to huge army. This again, how to learn wisdom. He said to his people, go, leave your house. Go to the mountain. Save yourself. Wait to see what's going on. And this we can learn also in inspiration of Allah. To leave the field open to the army of Allah will take place. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he challenging mankind until today. What kind of army he sent? Tyron Ababil, very small bird, not big. And they said they're coming from the sea area. Wallahu a'lam, Allah know best. With three pieces of stone, very small. They said in the size of a chickpeas, approximately. Wallahu a'lam again. This according to some report. What chickpeas will do to a huge army? 40 or 70,000? Bunch of bird coming, boom, 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 and the whole army defeated going to Yemen? And Allah gave us an example. He said, this army become like asf al-ma'kul, meaning it become like the leaf has been eating by the cow and even coming out from it. How is it completely flat? Like pieces, very tiny pieces. What this meaning? One sheikh when I was young, he tell me, if you ever feel weak or despair, or desperate, or anxious, read this surah a lot. I said, why? He said, if you read it with your heart, it strengthens your iman. It makes you go above any odds. Because Allah challenged. Allah challenged all mankind. Go read chapter Surah Al-Fil, but read it with your heart. And said, who's Allah? And what happened if you really a slave belong to Allah? Allah promised to give you victory. Allah promised to give you dignity. Allah promised to support you. Allah promised to open for you. Allah promised to guide you. And also he used to tell me and read Surah in Inshirah. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. Yeah, these two chapters, if you read them, all your life, it becomes very minimum. Because when you have iman in Allah, nothing worry you. Nothing. Imagine a man, one man, has no army, with a few people and tribes, going to the chief of the enemy, and tell him, give me my camels. I want you to learn. He didn't scare. He didn't cry. He didn't scream. He didn't run away. What kind of man is that? How strong his iman is? Now, we're going to be starting very soon the birth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beginning. The beginning of the guidance to mankind. The beginning of the happiness to mankind. The beginning of the mercy to mankind. The one, me and you, have to carry it until we die. Because we know for a fact Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last messenger. Khatam al-anbiya wal-mursaleen. The seal of the prophet and messenger. Meaning, we are the carrier and the custodian and the inviter to the last message of Allah and to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brother and sister in Islam, very soon we will talk about the beginning of the light. Allah sent him to mankind, with him a light, which is the Quran, sent it to mankind to give us the light, the guidance to the light, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Angel Jibreel, the light. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart and our vision and give us guidance and light and wisdom and vision and ability to humble ourselves and feel desperate to gain His mercy and His light. Yesterday I was a part of a group of people burying the mother of somebody. And it was very cold. We have to bury the person so quick and we leave. I said, subhanallah, praise to Allah. How desperate human being, only for Allah. The son buried the mother and he ran away because he cannot take the cold. And if we stay until we die, we cannot benefit her. My dear brother and sister in humanity, and my dear brother and sister in Islam, time is short. Today we have a chance, tomorrow we don't. Let's go step by step. Seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and guidance and light and wisdom. And ask Allah, O Allah, guide us, light us, give us wisdom of your wisdom. light of your light, guidance of you, Ya Allah. Show us the true path, the truth to you. And O Allah, give us the quality and light and wisdom to be the carrier of your message according to the sunnah of your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to share it with all mankind and be also with the number one, the role model, with action, not a talk, with manner and character. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have. We'll talk about it inshallah very soon, if I'm still alive. And if I died, my message almost done. My message very simple. Each one of us carries a message. Not the message to argue. Not the message to scream. Not the message to talk to people. But the message to be a role model. A role model with manner and quality and conduct. The quality everybody looking for. The quality of generosity, kindness, willing to give, willing to sacrifice for those who doesn't have. My dear brother in Islam, we need real Islam. We need real Iman and Yaqeen. We need to go back to the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to learn, we're not here to worship Allah and that's it. To worship Allah is part of the main picture, the main message. Is to worship Allah and spread the message to mankind. This our duty, this your duty, male and female, young and old. Learn it and not learn it. Everyone will be questioned according to his own ability and capability. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us to be the one who chosen by Allah to gain the quality and guidance and wisdom and share it to mankind. Allahumma taqabbal, Allahumma taqabbal, Allahumma taqabbal. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. May Allah accept and put barakah, blessing and qabool, acceptance and light and wisdom in everything I say and do, and for all of you who hear me. And please, whatever you hear something good, this from Allah. And whatever you hear something wrong or bad, this from me, my nafs and my shaitan. And I'm not a perfect person. I'm like you. We're all in one boat. It's just I'm trying to do whatever I can in my own ability and capability. May Allah give me more and give you the tawfiq to accept. Because acceptance is from Allah. May Allah give us ikhlas and sidq and sincerity. May Allah accept, may Allah accept, may Allah accept. Wa sallallahumma ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.